We can't put in words what we would like to for Brother Sam, Sister Kathy, Sister Wendy, and Brother Sammy Jr. Amen. I speak that from my heart. We appreciate them. We don't want them to go, but they're going anyhow. And since they're going, we hope to stay. I mean by that, I hope they're successful and do real good. Let's ask God's blessings upon them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give us of yourself. Help us, Lord, forever. In Jesus' name, we praise you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Appreciate Brother David coming all the way from Redfield to hear me preach tonight. I appreciate that. It means a lot to me. I had something for Brother David Jones tonight because I know he's a poem writer. And he kind of let me down tonight because I had something for him. But I'm going to read it to you anyway. I had to rewrite the first part of it because I knew he was going to get up here and say a poem, and I was ready for him. I was ready for him tonight. I told my wife, I said, he's going to do it, and I'm going to sit down. It takes me all day to do it, and I'm going to write a poem about David Jones. And then he didn't even show up. So y'all tell him what I said. It says, to David Jones, a poem I wrote because I knew he was a joke. To return your poems you write so well, now it's your time to catch the tale. David Jones, with your conceited self, if you're looking for an A, I give you an L. For a little kid trapped inside, I hope someday he will subside. To see that little rascal who's been pinching all of us, that all of us might pinch him, that Andre little cuss. I guess someday he'll leave you alone, but on the backside of 30, you should be thinking of home. Your youth, like mine, is almost gone, but I will miss you at my new home. But if God lets us live, as I think he will, I'll be back to see you, you sweet little pill. To the apostolic church we love so much, pray for us and keep in touch. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Privilege tonight to be able to come, and I hope you wasn't expecting no whole bunch tonight, because it's going to be all I can do just to see my Bible. We're trying to fight back the tears. Me and my wife's been crying all week because didn't bother me till I went out and started cleaning out my garage and get my stuff. My wife didn't bother her. She started getting my clothes out of the closet. I never could figure out why she was grinning all the time. She's getting those clothes out. But anyway, it's really hit us now. And I felt like a few weeks ago that I had my thank you message already, and I did. Tonight, I just got a little small thought, and I'm not going to preach long. And if you come to be blessed, you probably won't. And if I hadn't blessed you all the years I've been here, well, I probably won't bless you again. So tonight, I'm just going to preach a simple little thought from Ecclesiastes, starting about chapter 3 and verse 2. It says, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to love and a time to hate. And starting at verse 1 of chapter 4, so I returned and considered all the oppressions that was done under the sun, and behold the tears of such as were oppressed, and they had no comforter. And on the side of the oppressed, tonight I want to preach to you for just a simple thought in just a few minutes. When the honeymoon's over, I'll still have the comforter. When the honeymoon's over, I'll still have the comforter. Let's ask the Lord to speak to our hearts tonight. Tonight, Lord, we're thankful to be in your service. We pray, God, that your blessings will go forth, Lord, that your servant will be anointed tonight. God, we pray that you'll bless the remainder of this service, Lord. We ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Comforter means one who comforts. One who comforts. A honeymoon is a thing some just everybody knows about. You spend a lot of time getting ready and meeting your wife, and it just goes around, should just go around one time. But a lot of folks seem they like the honeymoon better than the marriage, so they just have a lot of them. But let me get off that before I get myself in trouble here. Move on. But a honeymoon is something we look forward to as we're young, to be married and meet our wife and have children and go on and on and on. And I remember so well that me and my wife, when we met each other and down we got married and we had a honeymoon. And after a few 7-8 months, we had our first fight. I really don't remember what it was about, but I'm almost sure it was her fault. But I'm not sure what we was fighting about, but there'd be a time when the honeymoon's over with.
That's right.
There'll be a time that you're just going to get down to business, Brother Ronnie, and you're just going to live because you love your wife. The honeymoon's gone, and it don't have to be gone in a month or 2 months. I mean, you can be happily married for 50, 60, 70 years. Now, I've been married for 17 years, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm still on a honeymoon. I love my wife. I appreciate her. She's a good helpmate. She does a fine job, and sometimes I feel bad because she works so hard, and I'll be in the house laying out before the Lord, and she'll be mowing the yard. But I think I got that from my pastor. I'm not sure. But I don't know what it is, but sometimes I feel like that. And we just feel like our honeymoon is still going. And the same way with our new church. Last Sunday we had 40. We've got a lot of people seeking God for the Holy Ghost. I mean, everything's great. They'll call you, Pastor, can I take the cat out today? I said, yes, sir, you may. And that's just, they seem like he's playing, Mother, may I? Pastor, can I carry out the garbage? Now, it's not really like this, Brother Ruddish. I'm just kind of, it'll probably be like that when I get over there and stay with them, but it's not like it yet. I really thought a pastor, all he'd done was just sit on the couch and get up and go fishing and come back home, but I found out that's not the truth either. But we are having a good time at our church. Everybody loves us right now. And I know you don't have to tell me, we're just going through a honeymoon. And there'll be a time when we'll be lonesome. They'll feel like throwing in the towel. But that's the time I'm going to depend on the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. That's the time I'm going to find me a place and say, God, I need some more of that strength. I need that rivers of living water to bubble up one more time in my soul. You see, the Comforter, that's what's going to carry us through this life. It's not going to be a honeymoon all the time, Brother Steve and Brother Stan. Sometimes you're going to have to walk by faith. Sometimes you're just going to have to trust God for what He can do for you. Hey, by faith, Noah kept hammering the nails. By faith, Moses kept on walking. By faith, Abraham offered up his son. Hey, sometime in your life, you've got to keep walking by faith. And you know the Comforter is walking right along beside you when the honeymoon is over with.
Amen.
If you hadn't met it, and if you've been in the church very long, you know exactly what I'm talking about. When I got the Holy Ghost, I was wild and I was preaching it to them. You're lost, you're going to hell, I mean, you're going to bust it wide open. And I told you that I just found something that was out of this world. I found something, Ronnie, we've been looking for a long time. I found the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. And I was on a honeymoon there for a year or two. And I was just praising God and I was just worshiping God. And then one day, Brother Steve, I got in a valley. I mean, I fell off that mountaintop, and you know, honeymoon was over with.
Yeah.
And when it gets like that, friend, he'll come back and he'll check you out. Don't you think that when you get filled with the Holy Ghost, we're going to dance and skip right on to glory? It's not like that. I mean, you can hang on a honeymoon all you want to if you send duties talking to Brother Sammy. Then old Lucifer is fixing to reach for your soul. He's telling people, you better get a hold of God like you've never got a hold of him before, because devil, that old Satan's out to sift your soul in this day and time. I know there's going to be times it's going to be hard. And I know there's going to be times over our children or over the church. I mean, right now, it's just, everything's lovely. Everybody asks me, how you doing? I mean, I'm doing great. I hadn't paddled out about this far right now. I can still reach the bank. I mean, yeah, the bank. Not that bank, but the bank. But when it really struck me Friday when I walked off my job and turned around and looked at that paper mill, and 17 years I sunk in that place. And I just waved it goodbye. And all the way home, I said, God, I'm yours now. I mean, there's no strings attached. I'm out here in the water with you. And if I'm going to walk on top of the water, if I'm going to walk above my troubles, and I'm going to walk up above my trials, God, I've got to have your hand in my hand. I mean, I can't do it on my own. I know from the beginning, God, I can't do this on my own. That's why I know that you're my Comforter, not my wife, not my mother, not my daddy, not my presbyter, not my pastor, not the Sunday school teacher, but God, you are my Comforter! Hallelujah! 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 John said, there's one that comes after me whose shoes shoes. I'm not worthy to pair. He said, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost, Brother Ronnie. I'm glad tonight I've been baptized with the Holy Ghost. And sometimes when it gets low, Brother Ronnie, I got to throw in another chunk or two. Sometimes when I get down on that low mountain, I got to fire it back up again. It's just like an old locomotive. The more you put into it, the hotter it gets. Hey, I'm glad to know tonight the Comforter is still on my side if everything else goes wrong.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 7 and verse 19. John sent some people to Jesus and asked him, are you he or should we look for another? I'm glad to know I know who Jesus is. I'm glad to know tonight I'm not mixed up and lost and don't know which way is up and which way is left and which way is right when it comes to religion. I'm thankful tonight someone brought the Word of God to me, Brother Ronnie. Someone had the Comforter in their life when they came on the job and preached Jesus to me. And then we just went out from there. And you know all the story about all my life because I'm among home folks tonight. But I want you to know this. When we get over there in that church and the dust settles down and the clouds begin to come and we start getting lonesome and we start getting discouraged and we start looking back towards the river wondering what would have been if I'd have kept that job or what would have been if I'd stayed under my pastor. I don't know what's in the future, but I know one thing. God said I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I know one thing, Brother Ronnie. He's still my Comforter even though I'm in the valley. He's still my Comforter, even though Satan tries to vex my soul, Jesus Christ is still my Comforter. Hallelujah. I got to believe that. If I'm going to make it, I've got to believe He's my Comforter, Brother Johnny, because I'm going to need Him to lean on, to trust in. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'll be there. I mean, I can trust some of the people in my church. And they're good people. As far as I know, we've got a fine church. Had 40 last Sunday. Had 6 people at the altar Sunday night. Friday night, Brother DeRay is going to start a revival with us. Saturday night, he'll be there. And you have church on Saturday night. Sunday night, Brother McCool is going to be there. But we're trying to see some people born into the kingdom of God. I'm excited about getting out into the field and reaching for those souls. But I know just as sure as I'm standing here, it might be 6 months, it might be a year, it might be 4 years, it might be tomorrow night, that I'm going to be discouraged and I'm going to need God as my Comforter. Hallelujah. I feel like tonight I've got a message to the world. God can change your life. It doesn't make no difference how far you're down, Brother Ronnie. It doesn't make no difference what you've done. But the message of this hour, Jesus is still in the saving business. The message is, in this hour, Jesus is still the Comforter of our lives. He still cares for your soul. He still cares for your mind and your body and your well-being. Hey, tonight when the honeymoon's over with and the dust settles and the clouds begin to roll in, Jesus Christ is still my Comforter. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, you're my Comforter, Lord. You're my Comforter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What a day it must have been when Abraham took his boy and laid it on that altar. And God said, there's your sacrifice. The story reads that we know the story that he didn't have to kill his own boy. But what went through his mind when he had his little boy going up in that mountain, knowing that he was going to have to sacrifice him? I don't know, but I believe Abraham remembered that God is still God.
Amen.
Whatever I must do, God, you're still God. And if this is what you want me to do, then so be it. That's the way I want to be when I go across the river and burn the bridges behind me. God, I want whatever you want out of my life. God, if I must spend all the time I've got on my knees, all the time I've got out trying to get someone to church, God, I don't care. But I know you're my Comforter, and I know you're on my side, and I know it's not your will that any should perish, but all men come to repentance. And I know I must go out into highways and byways and compel them to come to the house of God, because I'm the man with the message in that place right now. I feel it with all my heart. When the honeymoon's over, Praise the Lord. I want to read a verse of Scripture to you from Psalms, 27th Psalm and verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple, because He's my comforter. I added the last part, because He's my comforter. I don't know what's in store for me and Sister Kathy in the future, but I know one thing. God, I give You everything.
Hallelujah.
I'm not boasting about myself, and I'm not bragging, but when you quit a job like I had, $28,000 last year, let me tell you, the big boss Cecil Hunter started crying when I told him I quit. Now, he might have been happy. I don't have no idea. Well, he sat up in that office. He said, "You're making a terrible mistake." He said, "Your family's going to starve." I said, "Cecil, I said, you're not looking through the same eyes I'm looking through." I said, "God's called me out there, and that's the way it's going to be." He said, "I can't change your mind." I said, "No, sir, there's no way in the world." I met people out there for the last week that said I was a fool, said I was crazy, said I've done this and done that, and I've told every one of them, "You're not looking down the same road I'm looking at." Brother Ronnie, when I came to the house of God with that beard and all the problems and sins that I had, when I went to that altar, Brother John, I told God, "God, I'm yours." And that's exactly what I meant. God, you're the one that straightened out my life. God, you're the one that took the sins and all those things off of me. So God, every time I prayed, I said, "God, I'm yours. If you want anything, Lord, here I am. Send me." And you know what happened? He sent me. Praise the Lord. Well, I just want to relay that thought to you. When the honeymoon's over, the Comforter is still there.
Praise God.
Tonight, I'm just all I can do to keep from bawling and squalling. I didn't feel like tonight to preach a long, hard message to nobody. But we love our church. We love our pastor. We love our people. We're not too far across the river. We'll be back home. This is always our home. We'll be back through. And I ask, since we've been gone, I ask, how's Brother Craig and Sister Donna doing? I ask, how's Stan and Lisa doing? I ask, how's Steve, the ones that are seeking the Holy Ghost and going through the struggle? I ask about every one of you because I care. I love you. I appreciate you. Pray for me. You have me alone. And tonight, my final word will be, sayonara. See you later, alligator, and all that stuff. We're going to do a work for the Lord. Don't call me in the paper mail because I don't have a job. Just out on my own, walking on the water. So if you see me going down, reach down like Jesus did and say, "Brother, here I am." Praise the Lord. We love every one of you, brother.
Honeymoon, and you know Sister Rutledge and I forgot to have one 46 years ago. So one of these days we're going to just take that honeymoon. And he's true about the things that will be said and have been said. The honeymoon's on now. The new broom sweeps well and all that. And there are some adjustment times. When a pastor takes a church or when a man takes a wife or whatever, there are some adjustment times. But if God calls a person, he knows what he's doing. A little word of encouragement, Brother Sam. You worked how many years at paper mill? 17 years. And made $28,000 last year. Now here's encouragement. I've been pastoring 40... Well, I started in 46. 43 years. 43 years. And I filed my income tax $21,000 last year.
Yeah.
That's encouragement. After 42 years, if you're good as I am, you'll be making less than you made at the paper mill.
That's fair.
I'm not complaining, but I'm telling you, it's not always what it looks like from out there looking toward the ministry. However, we're doing all right. And when we really had the struggles, when we had four kids and trying to live without any income hardly at all. The Lord is a good, wonderful God. Another little word of encouragement. That's the highest figure I ever filed on. It's been lower than that every year. So I'm gaining ground. Give me another 40 years. Don't tell what I'll be making. Hallelujah.